Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers. Turn on the television anytime, day or night, and I assure you, you will see a commercial about some type of weight loss plan. There are plans that will ship meals to your home, and they'll tell you that you can lose all the weight you want for $45. I've always wondered how come you couldn't lose all the weight you want for free. But you can see it. You know the commercials. They all have a pitch. Some will tell you, eat all you want, and you'll still lose the weight. Drink their shake, and you'll feel great, and you'll still lose weight. Then comes the testimonials. You'll see a person on the camera that says, I lost 19 pounds with this weight loss plan, and I feel outstanding. Somebody else will say, I lost 53 pounds with this weight loss plan, and I never knew I could do it. Then, you see the before and after pictures. Someone holding up this humongous pair of jeans, and then they throw those jeans aside, and now you see them in some slim, tight-fitting, comfortable jeans. Well, weight loss is a major industry. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. However, I say that in order to excel in business, weight loss also has to be our focus. It doesn't matter what our physical weight is. There are emotional and psychological, even philosophical weights that we must shed in order to be effective in running businesses. Again, entrepreneurs must be committed to the real weight loss, the weight loss that matters. We talked about it in our previous lesson in our weight acronym. We mentioned the importance of losing the weight of worry and excuses and the weight of insecurity. Now we're going to finish the lesson with those final three components, those final three weights that we must shed in order to be effective in business and build teams and grow our enterprises like never before. That G reminds us that we must lose the weight of guilt. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the weight of guilt. See, the weight of guilt causes regret. It makes us focus on the past rather than the potential and promise of the future. Do you know anybody that is living in guilt right now? They'll tell you about the fact that they could have graduated college, but they didn't. And if it wasn't for this, or if it wasn't for that, if it wasn't for this, they'd be much further along. They're living in guilt and they're trying to make up for it. When I talk to people who are in the process of losing physical weight and they're on a diet, many people will say that they have a cheat day. I've never agreed with that term because cheating makes everybody feel guilty. It's inherent in us. If we cheat, we feel guilty. And then that person who's trying to lose weight and they've got a cheat day, then they spend the whole next day trying to make up for what they did yesterday. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, whatever it is that caused you to stumble yesterday, last week, last month, forget about it. If it's a relationship that did go the way you planned, don't feel guilty and beat yourself up. Let's move on. See, guilt causes a challenge. It causes us to overcompensate. We're trying to not only do enough for today, we're trying to do enough for yesterday and the day before. Okay, you may not have done the best you could have done yesterday. That's all right. Yesterday is a history. Remember, tomorrow is a mystery. The today is all we've got. We don't have to overcompensate because things didn't work out on yesterday. Forget that. Keep focusing and moving forward. It regret that guilt causes us to overpromise. It makes us feel like we have to do more in order to achieve more because of what we didn't do back in the day. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to shed the weight of guilt and replace it with the joy of growth. Yes, my friends and neighbors, watch how you're growing every day, how you're maturing every day, how you're progressing every day. And if one day doesn't turn out the way you expected to, that's okay. Let's move on from that. That HNR weight acronym reminds us to eliminate the weight of hate. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the weight of hate. About a decade ago, our society began to minimize hate. We would make funny sayings about it. Don't hate, cover, participate. Some would say, don't hate the player, hate the game. Others would say, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. There was a lot of different areas about the hate. Some would call it, say, if you got upset with them, they'd say, well, it looks like you're drinking some haterade. Well, even though we made that term comical, hate has a relevance, and it is definitely a weight that we should drop, because hate produces jealousy, envy, division. It produces factions. It creates an emotion that says, I'm looking at someone else's success more than I'm focusing on my progress. See, whenever you start focusing on what someone else is doing and you compare yourself to them, that's when the hate mechanism kicks in. And in the corporate arena, you've heard the sayings, the dog and cutthroat, and you got to look out for number one, because everyone's living in an environment where they're envious, and it creates that hatred. They see someone else get promoted, someone else move up, and rather than congratulating or celebrating that person, they end up becoming envious of the person or finding reasons why that person didn't deserve what they've gotten. Well, my friends and neighbors, I can say wholeheartedly that one of the weights that we must drop in business in order to excel is that weight of hate. We've got to replace that hate with help. We've got to work to love and to appreciate and to focus on ourselves more than the progress of others. Because while we watch someone else, it means that we're not doing all we can. We don't have to compete. All we have to do is create. I can remember an old football coach. His name was Vince Lombardi. And he was one of the greatest coaches in professional sports history. And he would always publicize the play that he was going to run. The media was mystified by it. They say, Coach, why are you letting the opponent know your play? They're going to watch this channel. He says, listen, knowing the play is not their goal. Stopping the play is. I'm not concerned about whether they know the play. They still have to stop it. You see, Vince Lombardi wasn't working in a competitive space. He was working in a creative space. And he says, there's enough creativity to go around. I don't have to hoard what we're doing to keep it from somebody else. And that's what hate does. Hate causes us to hoard key information so that other people won't get access to it. That's not the goal. The goal is to be as great as you can and let the abundance flow to someone else. Finally, my friends and neighbors, that T says we must lose the weight of thin skin. Oh my goodness, this might be the biggest weight of all, the weight of thin skin. Do you know anybody that does not like constructive criticism, that you've got to handle with kid gloves, because if you talk to them a certain way, they'll go into a shell and they'll end up making excuses for why they did this or that? The weight of thin skin is causing so many not to advance. Mentors can't mentor someone that has thin skin. Coaches cannot coach you if you got thin skin. You've got to be able to take that criticism or that constructive feedback in stride. When was the last time you had a coach to tell you the things that you needed to improve upon? Have you gotten so far in business that you feel like you cannot be corrected? My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to throw that thin skin off and replace it with toughness. The toughness that says, I can take a negativity, if that's what some people call it, or I can take constructive feedback. Tell me where I'm messing up so that I can get better. You're not going to hurt my feelings. That's one of the reasons why I enjoy every now and then watching sports on television, because you can see a coach that will get into a player for making a mistake, or you'll see players get on other players for making a mistake, and their reactions is what I always watch. Those that are the best players never seem to bother or worry when someone gets on them. The worst players are the ones that are struggling, as it were. They seem to go into a shell and hold their head down and think about it longer than they should. My friends and neighbors, there are weights that we've got to watch and weights we've got to eliminate. We've got to eliminate the weights of guilt and hate and thin skin. I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Simply contact the person who sent you this podcast and find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.